Hamlet. The vampire army has taken the city.
We must check the castle tower and make sure that no vampire have gotten into our home base.
You wait here. I'll go check the castle.
Yes, you do that.
Oh my God, Hamlet! I just saw a fucking vampire! It bit me right in the neck!
Oh no!
Save yourself, Hamlet! Shit!
Othello, I will avenge you. And rid this castle of the vampire scourge that has taken this fair city. I shall hunt each and every one down in this town and drive a wooden stake through their heart. All this for my friend Othello.
Oh no! Hamlet, turn around! He turned into a vampire! He's gonna bite you! Oh shit! Hamlet, I can't watch this! Hey everybody, I can't watch this!
Well, some of us are trying to.
John, please.
Who said that? Which one of y'all dead motherfuckers just said that shit? Was it you, String Bean? You skinny ass looking motherfucker? Turn around and say it again! Turn around and say it again! Turn around and say it
again!
Will
you please be quiet?
John, that is the President of the United States.
I don't care who it is, he's ruining Hamlet.
Oh! Now you fucked up! Now you fucked up! Now you fucked up! You have fucked up now! Now you fucked up! 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 Now you have fucked up!
Mr. President, will you please be quiet?
Suck my presidential cock, bitch! You fat-ass piece of shit! You tub-a-lard-looking motherfucker! What? 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 Hey!
What?
What? Huh? I don't know why you're looking up at me, bitch! Play's on stage! I'm not putting on a play up here! I'm trying to be entertained right now!
Mr. President, be quiet!
John, calm down!
Listen to the woman, John! Calm down! Just calm down! Calm down! Just calm down! Hey! Acty! Stop the play! Acty! Ho! Acty! Hey! Ho! I gotta go to the bathroom! I drank too much liquid, now I gotta piss! I got a bottle! It's alright! Rewind the play 5 minutes, though, because that fat piece of shit was talking. I couldn't pay attention to what you guys were doing, so rewind the play 5 minutes. And you shut the fuck up.
That's it. I'm going to do what I should have done a long time ago.
John, what are you going to do?
I'm going to beat him to death with this hammer.
What? John! John!
Ho! What are you doing, Skinny? What are you doing, you fat piece of shit? Where's he going? What's that fat piece of shit doing now? Oh, shit! Ah! Ow! Ah! He's hitting me in the butt! He's hitting my butt! Don't break my butt! Don't break my butt! He's breaking my butt!
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what actually happened on that fateful night all those years ago. American historians and documentarians believe that the actual events were far too embarrassing for our fledgling nation to endure. But Abraham Lincoln actually got hammered in the ass so much that he died of being hammered in the ass. Thank you. Good night.
We'll be right back.
Listen, you can't shoot me.
I have a very low threshold of death. My doctor says I can't have bullets enter my body at any time. What if I said I was pregnant?
Could I have a last cigarette? I'm gonna give it up any day now.
Thank you.
Listos!
Yeah, you realize this means an angry letter to the Times.
Apuntar! Fuego!
So long, suckers!
Apunto! Fuego!
Face. might want to use this. Had it made special. Briggs & Stratton, two-stroke, half-inch claw. What do you think?
Wow.
It's really something. You know, Jeff, I've gotten a lot of use out of chainsaws over the years. Killed a lot of zombies. Saved a lot of lives. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, they're just too damn heavy. So, thanks just the same, kid. See you out there.
Really doesn't mind you earning a little money on the side, Dryden. She'd just prefer it if it wasn't selling secrets.
The theatrics are supposed to scare me. You have the wrong man, Bond. If Em was so sure I was bent, she'd have sent a double O.
Benefit to being section chief. I don't know if anyone had been permitted a double O status. No.
Your file shows no kills. And it takes two.
Barely got to know each other. I know where you keep your gun. suppose that's something.
True. How did he die?
Your contact? Not well. You feel it, did he? Well, you needn't worry. The second is...
Yes. Considerably.
Paper targets up until today, huh?
No different, Johnny. Just a little more to clean up. You did all right today. You did real good.
God damn, son of a bitch! Hit a cowboy's eye. Hit a real cowboy's, right? Batman and Robin. You know what this is, huh? You know what this is, punk? This two keys. Uncut. Crystal meth.
Oh, shit.
Special Agent Utah, I'd like you to meet Agent Dietz. Works for the DEA. He was working deep cover until you
decided... I like this hair, man? Huh? You think I like these clothes? My wife wants me to stay at Ramada. I've been working on these fuckers for 3 months! 3 months! Now, I finally got him wanting to play Wheel of Fortune with me so I can find out who the suppliers is, and you fucking cowboys show up.
Nice tattoo, Deeds.
Oh, you like that, Pathos, huh? Fuck you.
Here's a record of your suspect's movements for every day over the last 3 months.
All I want to know, smart guy, okay? All I want to know is how are these guys robbing Tarzana City National Bank on August 2nd when they were in Fort fucking Lauderdale August 2nd? Why don't you figure that out?
That's not an easy thing to do, is it, Utah?
You fucking jerks. Oh, shit. Shit.
You know what it takes, you got it, baby. You are the only one I've chose. I got a feeling for you, baby. And you're the only one who knows about my troubles, troubles, troubles. When it rains,
stories. It has a maximum capacity for generating 2.074 wow. megawatts of electricity.
Really?
But on the average, it generates about 25% of that.
I'll be damned.
Now, can anybody tell me how much energy it takes to power Las Vegas?
I just have a question. Is this a goddamn... goddamn, you know...
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is silent through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Now, oh, how my lonely heart is aching tonight for that girl I left behind. And oh, what I'd give if I could be there tonight with a sweetheart who's waiting for me in the blue Canadian Rockies. Spring is silent through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. or the blue Canadian Rockies, and the one I love to see, and the one I love.
A long time. I probably know you better than anybody else. That's why I know how excited you must be with the announcement live on Raw that Bret Hart is going to come out of this semi-retirement and answer your challenge at Survivor Series. It's finally going to be your chance to prove yourself.
I sure as hell saw how excited you were when you jumped out of your chair like some kind of cheerleader. Don't even start talking yet, because I ain't through, son. Then you went out there and you shook his hand. It ain't time to start kissing up to Bret Hart yet, because he ain't yet lived up to the biggest challenge of his life. And shut up. I ain't never had to prove myself to nobody.
Now, Steve, I know how frustrated you are. I know the disappointments you've had throughout your career. It's understandable. A little bit hot at me. I got caught up in the moment. I'm very emotional. I was excited that I was going to finally get to see you answer a lifelong dream at Survivor Series in the city that never sleeps, the most famous arena in the world, Madison Square Garden.
And you can listen to me, you little crippled freak.
Hey, come on.
Everybody knows that at one time, I carried you to a world championship. Everybody knows at one time you rode in my back pocket.
Wow.
Madison Square Garden, Bret Hart, you're gonna find out. Bret Hart's gonna find out. The whole damn world's gonna find out. I will do exactly what I say. I am gonna whip his ass.
Well, there you have it. Austin versus the best there was, the best there is, and the best there was.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wow.
What a cheap shot by
Austin. Didn't want to hear that.
Austin with a cheap shot on Brian Pillman. Pillman is just getting assaulted here by Austin. Austin stomping away at the cripple Brian Pillman.
Oh, no. Well, you gotta respect Stone Cold Steve Austin. Look at this guy. You know, I love this style. JR, I love this style. I love exactly what he's doing. Take it to him.
But perfect. Pillman's a crippled man.
I don't care who he is.
He can't defend himself.
I don't care. Then get out of wrestling if you can't defend yourself. This is the World Wrestling Federation. Either shut up or put up or do something.
Austin's like an animal here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Pillman's ankle. Oh, my God.
Steve Austin, this aggressive, You talk about a matchup. He's so intense with Bret Hart, even mentioned his name, he goes off. And Pillman, I thought Pillman and Austin were friends. If Austin will do this to a friend, my God, we'll think what he'll do to Bret Hart at the Survivor Series.
Sex. Hello, Mother.
Well, you're home a trifle late, dear.
Oh, yes, I know. Regrettable but necessary. I had to stop on the way home to soundly thrash a bully who was making lewd and suggestive comments to some female school chums. Oh, Mother, when will men realize that the delicate flower of womanhood must be allowed to bloom in freedom?
You're such a fine young man. I knew it would pay to breastfeed you till you were nine. Do you need any money, dear?
Oh, no. I could never take money from you. You and Father have given me the greatest gift of all, the gift of life.
Would he feel it if I kicked him?
No, but for a little extra cash, I could give him your dog's face.
Would you take an IOU?
It's not from you.
Hello, Mama. I'm home from college.
College? She flunked lunch in high school.
Good news. They're publishing my poetry in French. Oh, Budrick. You look fabulous. You really must be popular with the ladies.
Well, I've broken a few hearts, but gained some good friends. And you, dear sister, are you still frigid?
Yes, but pleasures of the flesh muddy the thinking.
She's right, you know. I saved myself for marriage.
Oh, come on! The football team retired her jersey. I mean, what kind of guy would marry her if she wasn't putting out?
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
It's Daddy! Family!
Oh,
Daddy.
Dear heart.
There they go again.
You know those wings you've been wanting?
Yeah.
You think you can make a pair out of this guy's kidneys?
Hey, don't worry about him, buddy. I checked in his future. By the time he's 60, his stomach is so ulcerated that... Oh, well, that's you. Sorry, man. Sorry.
So, how was your day, honey?
Oh, wonderful. As every day since we met.
Am I the only one who can taste the bile?
Oh, by the way, dear, I didn't have a chance to finish the Christmas cookies. I had a run-in with a shoe salesman today.
Yes, you guys, just leave him. No one can resist a shoe salesman.
I was only trying on shoes for a couple of hours, and he barked at me. He was a rude, smelly, uneducated little man.
Imagine a grown man selling shoes for a living. But let us remember the old adage, I lamented I had no shoes until I saw the man who sold them. Well, I'll bet you're all wondering where your presents are.
Oh, Father, you needn't get us anything.
What?
Oh, yes. Your love and guidance all these years means more to us than any store-bought bauble.
Oh, I just love you guys so much.
But gee, this was fun. What do we do next? Go back in time to the day I should have been conceived? Watch my father invent the condom?
No more time travel for me. It gives me the runs. Besides, Bundy, you're the one who wants to see what life would be like if you'd never been born. So grin and bear it.
Family, I have a little announcement. I do have a special Christmas present for everyone. I've watched you all suffer in this hovel for years. But over the years, I've been saving. And that, along with mommy's sewing money, has allowed me to buy us a new house. A mansion, really. So how about joining me in a Wojablonski?
Wojablonski!
Oh, Norman, what a special Christmas. Let's just stand here and love each other. Kids.
I love you.
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 Now that's the straw that broke the camel's back.
I'm sorry, Bundy, I failed you. I was supposed to show you why you should live, but I can't think of one darn reason. I'll never get my wings now. And you know what kind of woman you get in heaven driving around a 78 Pinot? The same kind of woman you get down here driving around a 78 Pinot. God, I'm depressed.
Wait a second. I want to be back with my family.
Why?
Look at them. They're happy. Not a care in the world. You think I'm going to let that happen after all the grief they put me through? I want to live.
Bundy, are you serious? That means I'm going to be an angel. I'm going to get my wings. I'm going to be a real angel.
To paradise.
to paradise.
To the corner by Anima.
Oh!
And Anima going downstairs, using his 300-pound weight advantage. To the corner, look out! Right into the kisser.
A hard kick right to the face.
Oh!
To the clothesline.
Anima backing off.
And a smart move by Anima, tagging in Goldust now. Big change of pace here to the power of the Anima and to the agility. And rather unorthodox technique.
Oh, yeah. Goldust will throw him off his game.
The son of the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, sizing up the son of the legendary Stu Hart. Two second-generation stars.
Goldust walking up with a hitman, and a hitman goes downstairs and folds up Goldust.
Oh.
I think that the Harts could do no wrong here live in Calgary.
I guess not. That was Helen Hart leading the chant. That Stone Cold sucks.
Oh, no.
Goldust in no man's land. Goldust been taken apart. And cutting loose. And we're never losing time.
Gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey! The man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Check him out.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, you know, mine. You're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, 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 come out and play.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Put a little more in there, cowboy.
Excuse me. Don't you live on Robin Hood Trail? The house with the red door?
Yeah.
I'm Ricky Fitz. I just moved in the house next to you.
Oh. Hi, Ricky Fitz. I'm Lester Burnham.
Hi. Lester Burnham. Did you party?
Excuse me?
Do you get high?
Did you ever see that movie where the body is walking around carrying its own head and then the head goes down on that bay?
Reanimator.
Look, I'm not paying you to do whatever it is you're doing out here.
Fine. So don't pay me.
Excuse me?
I quit. So you don't have to pay me. Now leave me alone.
Asshole.
I think you just became my personal hero. Doesn't that make you nervous, just quitting your job like that? Well, I guess when you're all of, what, 16?
18. I just do these gigs as a cover. I have other sources of income. But my dad interferes less in my life when I pretend to be an upstanding young citizen with a respectable job.
Lester? What are you doing?
Honey, this... Ricky Fitz. This is Ricky Fitz.
I'm Ricky Fitz. I just moved in the house next to you. I go to school with your daughter.
With Jane?
Yeah.
Really?
Jane.
Hi. I'm ready to go. I'll meet you out front.
Oh, I'm in trouble. Nice meeting you, Ricky Fitz. Thanks for the thing.
Anytime. Lester, if you want any more, you know where I live.